When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong. I'm your host, Jeff. And I'm here with Chrissy, veteran, escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello!
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hey!
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. This week, I was thinking about fun and levity and impermanence, and how sometimes things you think will last forever crumble into dust, and how sometimes things that are temporary last a long time. Then to stop thinking about that, I thought about stickers. Stickers are awesome and colorful and distracting, and I've never seen one, but I've heard that some of the best stickers you can get are gold star stickers. Nothing can go wrong with those, right?
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. This pushes a lot of buttons, and things are about to get real.
Is this gonna get loud?
Oh, yeah. It's going to get loud. And real. And real loud.
I knew it.
The gold star sticker conspiracy is invasive, pervasive, and corrupting. As a parent, it's something that I have to deal with all the time, and it's ridiculous. Jeff, if I said, hey, you did a good job, here's a gold star sticker, how would you feel?
I'd feel pretty good. Thanks, Chrissy.
Slow your roll. This is a hypothetical. Jeremiah, same question.
Not cool. Not cool. Why do you hate me, Chrissy? You know the power of gold star stickers.
Exactly. But Jeff needs to be taught a lesson.
I do?
Yeah, you do. Each gold star sticker increases the desire for the next. Schools use them. Daycares use them. They try to get you to use them in your house. Kids will do anything for those sweet, sweet stars.
That sounds like a great motivational tool.
You poor innocent thing, you.
What? I just want another gold star sticker.
Exactly, and you haven't even gotten a real one yet.
That's fine. I'll get one after I finish recording this podcast, right?
Nope.
Wait, what about if I clean my house afterwards?
See how insidious this is? Now imagine a generation of children raised with the idea that any childhood task whatsoever is worthy of a gold star sticker. Every piece of homework. Every trip to take out the trash. Every day without an accident in your undies.
That sounds like a way to get a lot of stickers. I haven't had an accident for a while now, telling you. Boy, it sure would be great to get a gold star sticker right about now.
No, Jeff. We haven't even gotten to the chart yet.
Wait, there's a chart?
Yes, the chart. Lines of gold star stickers racing each other towards goals, always with a leader and a loser. What if someone has more stars? What if no one sees you do what you're supposed to be doing anyways?
Then I just want someone to always be watching me so I get gold star stickers, and to always watch over other people in case they do something wrong. And then take away their stickers so I get the prizes. Are they good prizes? It doesn't matter. Look at me!
Good work. You just invented a surveillance state.
A creepy, gross surveillance state that tracks your progress in stickers.
Look, I want to control the world. Don't get me wrong. But there are things too morally questionable, even for me.
Like, how many things, Chrissy? 10? 20?
I don't know. I'd have to check my Evernote.
This is a horrible feeling. I don't like it, but I also want more stickers. What am I supposed to do?
That's up to you. In a world without gold star stickers, there is only accountability to yourself and whatever ideals you choose to possess.
And people give these stars to children. Why?
Conformity to an arbitrary reward cycle is a major part of the indoctrination needed to function in today's America.
That's dark.
On the bright side, it's been working great for you so far, right?
You've gotten this far without having your heart broken by gold star stickers. Why should tomorrow be any different?
Your heart or your fingernails, because the pointy ends of the foil stars will stab into your soft, vulnerable finger meat right under the nail.
And then the point accordions in on itself so the sticker looks like a busted starfish, and the foil never gets all the way smooth.
And then your imperfect star is there for everyone to see on the shortest line of the chart, because maybe you don't follow instructions well, maybe you read Xanth novels instead of doing your homework.
Oh yeah, I always did my homework. So my gold star sticker chart would have been off the charts!
Jeff...
It would be a gold star sticker shooting star soaring through the classroom, blinding others with its brilliance, burning their eyes with the radiance of my splendor.
Oh boy.
That's not healthy. You know how if you don't get chickenpox as a kid, it can kill you as an adult? Maybe we infected his brain.
The Jeff constellation, shining bright, a magnificent omen, boding ill for all who gaze upon it. Kings will fall, oceans will boil, the gate is open, and I am the key, and the door, and the opener of the way. The light will burn away the flesh of the world and leave the bones of reality bleached in my solar wind.
Ooh, I got this, Jeremiah. Jeff, stop. Right now.
But I was just getting started, and there was going to be a cataclysm.
Jeff, if you don't get your act together and stop bringing about the end of existence right flipping now, I will turn this podcast around, and then you don't even want to know what is going to happen.
Holy shit, Jeff, that's serious mom voice. You need to cut it out.
She's not the boss of me. I have the gold star stickers.
You didn't get any gold star stickers, Jeff. They're all in your head.
Jeffrey, Timothy, Carlton, Cumberbatch, Hayes, right now, I am the boss of you, and you better listen to me. You are not going to destroy the world before I get a chance to rule it, and you are not going to get any gold star stickers. Ever. You can bet your bottom on that, mister. Now, I'm going to count to three, and you do not want me to get to three. I guarantee it.
Wait, what's gonna happen?
Try me and find out. One. Two.
This is serious business. You need to cut this out, because if I snap out of existence before the Captain Marvel and Wonder Woman movies come out, that is going to be a bummer.
Whatever. It's not like she's gonna do it.
Two and a half?
Oh shit, she's doing it.
Two and three quarters?
Seriously, Jeff. There are things humanity was not meant to know, and what happens when Chrissy counts three is one of those things.
Okay, fine. I'm done. No more gold star stickers.
And?
You better get this right, dude, like, or else.
And I'm sorry, and I learned my lesson, and it won't happen again.
That's better.
Oh my goodness. I need a Fresca or a tab or something. I feel so drained.
Does everyone still have all their parts? Fingers, toes, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so.
All present and accounted for.
Okay, I feel good about this. As good as can be expected, I guess.
Well, I'm glad that worked out okay. Something almost went wrong.
Almost?
Everything's fine. We're great. We survived. I'm counting it as a win.
Is he for real? Like, was he even in on this Skype call? Jeremiah, what's happening?
I think that is cognitive dissonance kicking in. Next week, he might have forgotten about the things entirely.
Wait, what things? What did I forget about?
Dre.
Oh, of course.
That's too bad.
After all he's done for us.
After all he's done for you.
I'm sorry. Let's move on. Fruit stickers. When you get a banana or an orange or other fruit that have stickers on them sometimes, even the stick and scratch ones, you know, where you scratch them and they give off smells, nothing could go wrong with that.
You could be way too hungry and bite into the fruit without looking, and then that sticker isn't edible or chewable and it gets stuck in the back of your throat and you choke.
When you have a really good fruit that's just ripe enough, you can try and pull the sticker off and it takes the skin with it and messes up your nectarine or your plum.
Sometimes I think they put those stickers right on top of bruises or bug holes or rotten spots so we can't see them and we don't find out until later that the apple is gross.
That's pretty horrible. I mean, worms? Ugh. What? Ugh. That's a good place to end the episode. Be careful with your fruit. Look out for subversive sticker placement. Be sure to subscribe on the iTunes and the Google Play Musics, or just bookmark our site on your electronic device of your choice. And come say hello every Monday. And when I say come say hello, I mean, of course, download an MP3. And if you say hello at your computer, we can't hear you. But if you would like to talk to us, try at WCGW Podcast on Twitters, or the same thing at AOL.com. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give the audience your fond farewells.
Good night, guys. Remember, just because something looks enticing doesn't mean it won't turn out to threaten all known existence.
We're unbelievably lucky, because not all that glitters is gold star stick.
Jeremiah, what are you doing?
What did you say?
Good night.
Lines of gold star sticker. Yes! The chart! Hold on. Again, I'm putting my hair up.
Putting my hair up.
Oh, getting serious.
Look out for the Queen of the D's.
Queen of the D's. I will.
She's got them all.
Put that in your Twitter profile.
I will be a gracious ruler who will never threaten anybody with tiny guillotines. Okay. Never. Lines of gold starred stickers. Gold star stickers. Gold star stickers. Gold star stickers.
Look out for subserp.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-